Support for Tech News Briefing comes from Optum. They're tackling the biggest challenges in healthcare with innovative, data-driven solutions that help improve outcomes for everyone. Optum, how well gets done. Learn more at Optum.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Artificial intelligence is making its way into very human resource departments. In just a moment, The Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli has more on how companies are using the tech, plus its benefits and drawbacks for both employees and employers. But first, these tech headlines. This week, according to prepared testimony released by a House committee on Monday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is set to say his company, quote, didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, end quote. This comes amid numerous revelations about the abuse of users' personal information. His comments will continue with what amounts to an apology tour. After the disclosure that the user data was improperly shared with an analytics firm tied to the 2016 campaign of President Donald Trump. Last week, Facebook disclosed that data from as many as 87 million of its users may have been improperly shared, up from 50 million previously reported. Over the past week, Amazon chief executive Jeff Bezos has been cast into the limelight thanks to a string of attacks by President Donald Trump. Mr. Bezos's response? The silent treatment. The Journal writes that policy experts and analysts say that there is little Mr. Trump could do right now to more heavily regulate Amazon, however. While the company's share price dipped as much as 8% on fears of Mr. Trump last week, it started to recover, and some analysts and investors say they expect the stock to rebound once the president moves on. And heads up, it might be a good idea to check your iPhone battery's health and if you've been throttled. The iOS 11.3 upgrade features a new menu called Battery Health, where crucial info about the health and longevity of your phone lives. Apple, which came under fire for slowing older iPhones without disclosing the practice to users, has included a new Battery Health section to its iPhone settings. Coming up, The Wall Street Journal's Amani Moiz joins Anne-Marie Fertoli for a conversation on how human resource departments are making use of artificial intelligence. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So, as it turns out, human resource departments are becoming a bit less human as companies turn to artificial intelligence for help with hiring and firing. They can also learn about how employees really feel about their bosses. The Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli has more.
Artificial intelligence is increasingly creeping into our lives, and now it's edging into human resources departments. Joining me in our studio to talk about how it works and the benefits and drawbacks is Wall Street Journal reporter Amani Moiz. Amani, I think in the digital age, we're all used to doing at least some of our work assessments or surveys online, but the programs that you write about in your piece, like one called Xander, go way beyond that. They can actually use data that employees provide to assess their attitudes and feelings about their work. How do they do that?
Yeah, so it uses a technology called natural language processing, which a lot of algorithms or artificial technologies use, where it's actually going through the language and trying to suss out context and other kind of cues to say, okay, what is this person really saying? Like, what is the emotion and the sentiments behind the text?
And what's motivating HR departments to turn to artificial intelligence?
Well, I think one thing is definitely time. So the makers of Xander pitch it as kind of an alternative to hiring a consultant team to kind of do a sentiment analysis at your company. But another thing is that a lot of people think that algorithms have the opportunity to reduce biases because a lot of times managers can get caught up and won't necessarily, it's hard to see through the perspective of someone else. So I think this technology can kind of cut through that, can cut through the perspective of the managers to get more clarity on the perspective of employees.
From the employee's perspective, I'm imagining that some people might object to technology that assesses how they feel without having actually asked them face to face.
I totally agree. I mean, from my personal experience, I think it's a little bit weird to be psychoanalyzed by technology. But I think one of the major concerns that employees have is just being tracked. Is this going to be tied back to me? Like, will my boss know exactly how I feel and will there be retribution? So that's why it's really important that as this kind of survey software advances, that there are protections in place to ensure confidentiality, just so that if you express criticism about your boss, that you won't feel like there's going to be retribution for that.
But what about major decisions like hiring and firing? I'm imagining that could lead to lawsuits.
Definitely, definitely. So there's some companies like HireVue, which actually offers a video technology. So if you're doing a video interview, it's analyzing your facial expressions and your voice tones and stuff like that. There's no lawsuits about that right now that I'm aware of. But as this becomes more common, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be some cases, and it's going to be hard to prove discrimination when there's a computer involved.
So Imani, what do regulators say about all this?
I think in general, regulators are really excited to see innovation in HR departments and see technology transform the space, but they are kind of wary because a lot of times if an algorithm is going to have a bias, it's going to reflect biases that already exist in society.
And what did you find out about how widespread this is? Is this something we should get used to sooner rather than later?
Well, I mean, Deloitte has this study that says 40% of companies are already using some type of artificial technology within the company. And I've just had a lot of people who already work in AI say that a lot of interest in the technology is coming from employers and how they could apply this to manage their own workforces.
Wall Street Journal reporter Imani Moiz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Join the Wall Street Journal May 8th through the 10th in New York City for our first ever Future of Everything Festival. This three-day event will bring together innovators and experts with ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are all shaping the future. The festival will include 12 themed sessions covering the future of money, cities, medicine, artificial intelligence, food, transportation, and more. Attendees will hear from over 80 renowned speakers and visionaries, including PayPal CEO Dan Shulman and international chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov, with access to innovative product demos, exhibits, and unique experiences throughout New York City. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com.